Napa. Catherine chose the Napa Valley for the offsite because it was close enough to the office to avoid expensive and time-consuming travel, but just far enough to feel out of town. And regardless of how many times people have been there, it always seems to make them slow down a pace or two. The hotel where the meeting would take place was a small inn located in the town of Yountville. Catherine liked it because it was reasonably priced during the off-season and had just one large and comfortable conference room. It was on the second floor, had its own balcony, and overlooked acres of vineyards. The meeting was to start at 9 a.m., which meant that most of the team would have to leave their homes fairly early in the morning to arrive on time. By 8:45, everyone had arrived, checked their luggage at the front desk, and was seated at the conference table. Everyone but Martin, that is. Though no one said anything about him, the way they were checking their watches suggested they were all wondering whether he would be on time. Even Catherine seemed a bit nervous. She didn't want the first activity of the meeting to be a reprimand of someone for being late. Then, for a split second, she felt a flash of panic, wondering what she would do if he just didn't show up at all. She couldn't very well fire him for not coming to a meeting, could she? Did she have that kind of political capital with the board? How valuable is this guy anyway? When Martin came through the door at 8:59, Catherine breathed an inaudible sigh of relief and chastised herself for worrying so much. She took comfort in knowing that she was finally about to begin what she had been waiting to do for almost a month. And, as concerned as she was about the attitudes of the people sitting around the table, Catherine couldn't deny that moments like this were a big part of why she loved being a leader.